الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد we begin this afternoon reading a new chapter the author she mentioned حفظها الله تعالى اتقوا النساء اتقوا النساء that you must be cautious take precaution regarding the women be careful take precaution regarding the women She says, قال الإمام البخاري قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله حدثنا آدم قال حدثنا شعبة عن سليمان التيمي قال سمعت أبا عثمان النهدي عن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال ما تركت بعدي فتنة أضر على الرجال من النساء ما تركت بعدي فتنة أضر على الرجال من النساء. So the author, she mentioned the new chapter, be careful regarding the women. And take precaution and be aware of the affairs related to them. Do not be tried by the trials of the women. Do not be tried by the trials of the women. She mentioned the narration of Al-Imam Al-Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala with this chain to Usama ibn Zayd radiyallahu anhuma that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he said ma taraktu ba'di fitnatan adarra ala rijali min an-nisa that I have not left after me a temptation and a trial and temptation more harmful to men than women more harmful to men than women she mentioned wa akhrajahu muslim wa tirmidhi wa qala hadithun hasanun sahih wa ibn majah And this narration likewise has been narrated by Muslim and Tirmidhi, and he mentioned that the chain is good and authentic. And he mentioned that the chain is good and authentic. And likewise, it has been collected by Ibn Majah. And likewise, it has been collected by Ibn Majah. So she says, حَفِظَهَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَوَجْهُ الضَّرَرَ النِّسَاءِ وَوَجْهُ ضَرَرَ النِّسَاءِ عَلَى الرِّجَالِ مَا بَيَّنَهُ الْمُبَارِكُ فُورِي رحمه الله في التحفة ونسه and the aspect or the point of harm of women to men is that which Al-Mubarak Furi has explained in التحفة Al-Mubarak Furi رحمه الله تعالى he has an explanation of جامع الترمذي it's from the well-known and most famous explanations of جامع الترمذي and it's known as التحفة الأحوذي تحفة الأحوذي And it is a very beneficial explanation. And from his methodology is that he will gather the benefits mentioned by Ibn Hajar in Fath al-Bari, and likewise by An-Nawawi in Sahih Muslim, if those narrations are found there, as well as others from the previous scholars who have efforts in explaining the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will summarize that in a beautiful manner, and he will arrange it and put it in his explanation, along with other beneficial commentary that he has himself, rahimahullahu ta'ala. So she's transmitting from here the explanation of this narration and the interpretation of how women are considered harmful for the men. So he says, rahimahullah, لِأَنَّ الطِّبَاءَ كَثِيرًا تَمِيلُ إِلَيْهِنَّ لِأَنَّ الطِّبَاءَ كَثِيرًا تَمِيلُ إِلَيْهِنَّ This is because the nature of the human being, many times it leans towards them. لِأَنَّ طِبَاءَ الطِبَاءَ كَثِيرًا تَمِيلُ إِلَيْهِنَّ Because the nature of the human being, the natural disposition that the human being is created upon, is inclined towards them, is inclined towards the women. وَتَقَعُ فِي الْحَرَامِ لِأَجْلِهِنَّ And many times people will fall into haram and that which is impermissible because of the women. And people often are inclined towards the women. And this inclination will cause them to fall into that which is unlawful. Because of them. And because of the women. And he says, وَتَسْعَى لِلْقِتَالِ وَالْعَدَاوَةِ بِسَبَبِهِنَّ And many times likewise, people will fall into fighting, engage in fighting and have enmity for one another. People will engage in fighting and have enmity towards one another بسببهن because of the women. And he mentioned رحمه الله أقل ذلك أن ترغبه في الدنيا وأي فساد أضر من هذا
وأي فساد أضر من هذا. And the least of that, the least of this harm that would occur is that she will cause a person to desire the worldly life and show preference for that, to rile up a great desire for the worldly life and obtaining that, and for her sake. And what evil is more harmful than this? So he says now, وَإِنَّمَا قَالَ بَعْدِي بِأَنَّ كَوْنَهُنَّ أَضَرَّ ظَهَرَ بَعْدَهُ. He says, رحمه الله, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he only mentioned in this narration that I have not left after me a fitna more harmful upon the men than women. He's mentioning the statement here, رحمه الله, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, a trial after me, لِأَنَّ كَوْنَهُنَّ أَضَرَّ ظَهَرَ بَعْدُهُ, because the fact that the women had become more harmful only appeared after him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This only appeared after him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the narration again, مَا تَرَكْتُ بَعْدِي فِتْنَةً أَضَرَّ عَلَى الرِّجَالِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ, that I have not left after me a trial or temptation, fitna, that is more harmful upon the men than women. So this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that will occur after him, and it has occurred just as he mentioned sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he continues now in the explanation in Tuhfa al-Ahwadhi. Qala al-Hafidhu fi al-Hadith. Al-Hafidh, he mentioned in the narration, it's preceded in a number of our classes, alhamdulillah, that whenever the people of knowledge mention this term here in this absolute sense, Al-Hafidh, the one whom they are referring to is Al-Hafidh, Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah, and most of the time, or the majority of the time, that's in reference to his work Fath al-Bari, the explanation of Sahih al-Bukhari. So he says that Al-Hafidh, meaning Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, he mentioned about this narration, إِنَّ الْفِتْنَةَ بِالنِّسَى أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْفِتْنَةِ بِغَيْرِهِنَّ, that indeed the temptation through women is worse than any other temptation besides them. The temptation and the trials that come about by women is worse than any other temptation and trials after them. وَيَشْهَدُ لَهُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and that which testifies to this, is the statement of Allah the Most High. زُئِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ that beautified for men is the love of the things they covet. And mentioned after this a number of affairs beginning with the women. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ. يعني until the end of the verse. The verse reads, from the book of Allah, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. Beautified for men is the love of things they covet, women and children, much of gold and silver, any wealth, branded beautiful horses and cattle, and the well-tilled land. This is the pleasure of the present worldly life, but Allah has the excellent return with Him, meaning with the paradise and the Jannah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this verse here is clarifying directly the issue that we're discussing, and the topic of the discussion, the chapter of the title, which is Ittaqu an-nisa, that you must take precaution, beware of the women, meaning beware of being tried and tempted by them and letting them be a means to lead you into that which is forbidden and impermissible and fall into the anger of Allah. So the statement of Ibn Hajar rahimahullah continues, and he says, فَجَعَلَهُنَّ مِنْ عَيْنِ الشَّهَوَاتِ وَبَدَأَ بِهِنَّ قَبَلَ بَقِيَةِ الْأَنْوَاعِ إِشَارَةً إِلَى أَنَّهُنَّ الْأَصْلُ فِي ذَلِكَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has made the women here the head of all lusts, in the beginning with them. He started with them before the remaining types of fitna that are mentioned in this noble verse, beginning with the women, which indicates that they are the foundation regarding that, any of the fundamental with regards to that, or the head of that, or from the means for the rest of the fitan to stem from. And this is the evidence for that. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ شَهَوَاتِ, that the shahawat have been made adorned and beautified for mankind. Any of the shahawat are so many different aspects. From them women, from them children, from them wealth and gold and silver and prosperity and property and the likes and stallions and steeds of war and horses and cattle and the likes and farmland with tilled soil that produces much crops and benefit and the likes like this. And this is all from the pleasures of this life. So the shahawat, there are many, but at the head of them, as mentioned in this noble verse, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ, beginning with the desires, the love of the lust, the love of the lust and the desire for women. So this is a clarification that this is at the head of the shahawat that are permissible. The head of the shahawat that are impermissible, that have been adorned and made beautiful and fair seeming for mankind, attractive and appealing, drawing the attention of mankind, at the head of that are women. At the head of that are women. He continues in the explanation here. وَقَدْ قَالَ بَعْضُ الْحُكَمَاءِ النِّسَاءُ شَرٌّ كُلُّهُنَّ وَأَشَرُّ مَا فِيهِنَّ عَدَمُ الْإِسْتِغْنَاءِ عَنْهُنَّ مَعَ أَنَّهَا نَاقِصَةُ الْعَقْلِ وَالدِّينِ تحمل رجل على تعاطي ما فيه نقص العقل والدين كشغله عن طالب أمور الدنيا وحمله على التهالك على طالب الدنيا وذلك أشد الفساد انتهى. She mentions here, or the statement, it continues, a wise man has said that women are all evil, and the most evil of what is in them is not being free of want or need for them. Along with the fact that there's evils with them, a person, he's not free or in no need of them. Rather, he's in need of having a woman and having women. This is something that is established. In spite of the fact that a woman would have shortcomings in understanding and religion, and she would make a man to do what contains shortcomings in understanding and religion. And she herself has shortcomings in understanding and religion. And likewise, if a man is not careful, he will be tried by her until he will act in the same manner, and he will do things which is considered having shortcoming in understanding and religion, like preoccupying him from seeking the affairs of the religion and the religious matters, and prompting him to dangerous situations to seek for the worldly life, to seek a worldly gain, and to seek prosperity. And this is from the worst of corruptions. This is the end of the transmission from Tuhfa al-Ahwadi, from the explanation of Jami' al-Tirmidhi by Mubarak Furi. So the aspect here of the women being the greatest trial for men after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as clarified in this narration, is supported by that which is mentioned in this verse. That the shahawat, the lust and desires, have been adorned for mankind. At the head of them is the shahawat, and those lust and desires that are related to women. In this particular verse here, in the beginning of Surah Ali Imran, this verse here, زُؤْيِنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ, until the end of the verse in Surah Ali Imran, Al-Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, Shaykh Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he has mentioned some very great and beneficial commentary on this noble verse. And we read, and he mentioned here, rahimahullah ta'ala, on the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ والخير المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. Fair seeming to men is the love of pleasures, such as women and sons, heaped up hoards of gold and silver, fine horses and livestock, and well-tilled land. These are the enjoyments of the life of this world, but with Allah is the best place to return. So he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, يُخْبِرُ ta'ala, أَنَّهُ زُؤْيِنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ الدُّنْيَوِيَّةِ. Here Allah is telling us that the love of the worldly pleasures has been made fair seeming to the people. And this is what Allah is mentioning here. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ. Till the end of that, that Allah, He is informing us here that the love of the worldly pleasures has been made fair seeming to the people, has been adorned and made beloved, endearing to Him, and something that is attractive, that is desirable, and that one he will want and hope to have. And then he mentioned, رَحِمُهَا وَخَصَّ هَذِهِ الْأُمُورِ الْمَذْكُورَةِ لِأَنَّهَا أَعْظَمُ شَهَوَاتِ الدُّنْيَا وَغَيْرُهَا تَابِعٌ لَهَا. And the things mentioned here are singled out because they are the greatest pleasures in this world, and others are secondary and following behind them. So the desires and shahawat that are mentioned in this verse, they're the fundamentals of the desires and the greatest shahawat that the people, they lust and are inclined towards. And at the head of them, as we see, which is the point of our discussion, is an-nisa. An-nisa, the women. So now he says, rahimahullah, qala ta'ala, Allah the Most High, he says, inna ja'alna ma 'ala al-ardi zinatan laha, that verily we have made all that is on earth as an adornment for it. As an adornment for it. And this is a trial and a test, and the life has been adorned. The life has been adorned, this worldly life, and all that which is in this worldly life is beautified and made fair seeming and appealing for the people. يَبَلُوَّهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. In order to try them to see who is the best indeed. In order to try them to see who is the best indeed. As-Sa'di, he says, رَحِمَهَ اللَّهُ فَلَمَّا زُيِّنَتْ لَهُمْ فَلَمَّا زُيِّنَتْ لَهُمْ هَذِهِ الْمَذْكُورَاتِ بِمَا فِيهَا مِنَ الدَّوَاءِ وَالْمُثِيرَاتِ تَعَلَّقَتْ بِهَا نُفُوسُهُمْ وَمَالَتْ إِلَيْهَا قُلُوبُهُمْ. As the things mentioned have been made fair seeming to them because of the incitement that they generate, people become attached to them and their hearts become inclined to them. So these affairs here, they have been adorned and beautified and made fair seeming, and they're appealing and attractive. And these affairs, they rile up the souls and stir up the desires until a person, he will lust for them and he will crave for them and he'll want them. So the people are attached to them and the hearts are inclined towards them. The people are attached to these shahawat, these lusts and desires and these beautiful affairs and pleasures. The people are attached to them and the hearts are inclined to them. As-Sa'di, he says, rahimahullah, فَانْقَسَمُوا بِحَسَبِ الْوَاقِعِ إِلَىٰ قِسْمَيْنِ فَانْقَسَمُوا بِحَسَبِ الْوَاقِعِ إِلَىٰ قِسْمَيْنِ. So because of this, now the people, they have been divided into two groups according to their attitude towards these things. The people have been divided into two groups according to their attitude, their reality, and the aspect of how they deal with these affairs here. The affairs of the shahawat, divided into two groups according to the way they deal with these affairs and their attitude towards these things. He mentioned, rahimahullah, قِسْمٌ جَعَلُوهَا هِيَ الْمَقْسُودِ. One group made the pursuit of these things their main aim and goal. One group, جَعَلُوهَا هِيَ الْمَقْسُودِ, has made these affairs here and the pursuit of them, and seeking after them, and striving to obtain them, is their main aim and their ultimate goal. فَصَارَتْ أَفْكَارُهُمْ وَخَوَاطِرُهُمْ وَأَعْمَالُهُمْ الظَّاهِرَ وَالْبَاطِنَ لَهَا. So thus it became the focal point of their thoughts, ideas, and actions, both visible and hidden. Both visible and hidden, and inwardly and outwardly. These people here, they have been tried by these lusts and these desires, and their minds have been overcome by them, and their thoughts have been overridden by them, and their actions are all about them and striving to obtain them and to have them and to take pleasure in them and to enjoy them inwardly and outwardly. He says, rahimahullah, fashaghalatuhum amma khuliqu min ajlihi, fashaghalatuhum amma khuliqu min ajlihi, and it distracted them from the purpose for which they were created. And it distracted them from the very purpose for which they were created. وَصَاحِبُوهَا سُحْبَةَ الْبَهَائِمِ السَّائِمَةِ. It distracted them from the purpose from which they were created, and they became like grazing animals, and chasing after them. صَاحِبُوهَا سُحْبَةَ الْبَهَائِمِ. And they dealt with these lusts and desires, they accompanied them in this life in the way of a grazing animal. the way of a grazing animal, and he's just taking one's pleasure and fulfilling one's lust and eating and the likes and moving through life seeking to please the soul, seeking to please the soul and to fulfill the desires. يَتَمَتَّعُونَ بِلَذَّاتِهَا وَيَتَنَاوَلُونَ شَهَوَاتِهَا وَلَا يُبَالُونَ عَلَى أَيِّ وَجْهٍ حَصَلُوهَا وَلَا فِي مَا أَنْفَقُوهَا وَصَرَفُوهَا. They are enjoying these pleasures and indulging in their desires, not caring in what matter, not caring in what matter they acquired these things or dispose of them. Many of them are like animals following their desires, taking pleasure in these lusts and delights, and indulging in these pleasures and delights like this, and they have no concern. وَلَا يُبَالُونَ عَلَى أَيِّ وَجْهٍ حَصَلُوهَا وَلَا فِي مَا أَنْفَقُوهَا وَصَرَفُوهَا. They have no care, no concern on how they obtain these pleasures, nor on how they use them or spend them, nor on how they use them or spend them. He says, رحمه الله, فَهَؤُلَاءِ كَانَتْ زَادٍ لَهُمْ إِلَى دَارِ الشَّقَاءِ وَالْآنَاءِ وَالْعَذَابِ. فَهَؤُلَاءِ كَانَتْ زَادٍ لَهُمْ إِلَى دَارِ الشَّقَاءِ وَالْآنَاءِ وَالْعَذَابِ. That for these people, these things, meaning these shahawat, they became a cause for their ending up in the realm of suffering and hardship and torment. كانت زادا لهم إلى دار الشقاء والأناء والعذاب. These people here, this category that we're discussing now, these shahawat, these pleasures and lust that they were partaking in, they are, in reality, they became a provision for them. They became a provision for them, leading them, carrying them to the abode of misery, punishment and torment. And this was the means that carried them to the hellfire. This was the means that carried them to the hellfire. If we now remember the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he mentioned حُجِبَتْ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِحِ وَحُجِبَتْ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ, that the paradise has been veiled by hardships and difficulties, and that the hellfire is veiled by shahawat. By shahawat, the shahawat التي زُيِّنَتْ للناس. ومنها حب النساء, حب النساء, and from that love, the love of women. And this is our discussion here. So this is the means that will lead a person to the hellfire, following the lusts and desires, and tell a person he's like an animal, taking pleasure in the worldly life and not showing any care or concern for the limits that are set in the legislation of Allah, not abiding by those commandments and establishing those obligations, rather perpetrating those rights and violating the prohibitions like they're nothing, all with the intention to please the soul and to partake in the pleasures and the lusts and delights of this life. And this leads a person to take down the veil and find himself وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, first on the other side. And on the other side of the shahawat is the hellfire. Is the hellfire. So those who follow their desires without light or guidance from the Quran and the Sunnah, then this would lead them in this manner. These desires are their provision that's taking them and carrying them to the anger of Allah and the punishment in the hereafter. So we must be very precautious from the desires and the whims. After this society, he says, Rahimahullah, Al-Qismu Thani. Al-Qismu Thani, the second category of people. And he with regards to these shahawat that have been adorned and made fair seeming for mankind. عَرَفُوا الْمَقْسُودَ مِنْهَا وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ جَعَلَهَا ابْتِلَاءً وَامْتِحَانًا لِعِبَادِهِ لِيَعْلَمَ مَنْ يُقَدِّمُ طَاعَتَهُ وَمَرْضَاتِهِ عَلَى لَذَّاتِهِ وَشَهَوَاتِهِ عَلَى لَذَّاتِهِ وَشَهَوَاتِهِ. He mentioned the second group. They understood the purpose of these things and realized that Allah has made them as a test and a trial for His slaves, so that He may know who will give precedence to obeying and pleasing Him over His own pleasures and desires. This is the trial and test. Will you show precedence to the obedience of Allah and that which is pleasing to Allah, or will you show precedence to your desires and pleasing your soul? So we must strive to please our Lord. And in this manner, the soul will truly find happiness and pleasure. But it's a test in this life. The second group, they understood the purpose of these things. عَرَفُوا الْمَقْسُودَ مِنْهَا. And in this dunya is a trial and a test. It's not intended for this life. This life is a trial and a test. And the adornment and the delights of this life are a trial and a test. The real life is in the hereafter. لو كانوا يعلمون. If they only knew. So he mentioned rahimahullah ta'ala after this, فجعلوها وسيلة لهم وطريقا يتزودون منها لآخرتهم ويتمتعون بما يتمتعون به على وجه الاستعانة به على مرضاته على وجه الاستعانة به على مرضاته على مرضاته سبحانه وتعالى. In this case they have made these affairs, the shahawat, as a means of obtaining success in the hereafter. And if they have used these affairs here, dealing with these lusts and desires that are pleasing to them, they have taken from them, and they're using them as a provision to reach their goal and their aim, and that is the pleasure of their Lord. That is the pleasure of their Lord. And in this case, they have made it a means to obtaining success in the hereafter, a means and a way for them. They have taken it as a means and a way for them to have provision in order to reach the good home in the hereafter. The good home in the hereafter. يَتَمَتَّعُونَ بِمَا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ بِهِ. This is a great, great wisdom here and benefit. وَيَتَمَتَّعُونَ بِمَا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ بِهِ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْإِسْتِيَانَةِ بِهِ عَلَى مَرَضَاتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَلَى مَرْضَاتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And they enjoy what they enjoy, and from these pleasures, in a manner that helps them to obey Allah, in a manner that helps them to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever pleasures they partake in from the worldly life, it's pleasures that are lawful, and then they have the intention to partake in that to please Allah and as a means to reach the pleasure of Allah. So the goal is not those pleasures, but the pleasure of Allah. And Allah, He's the most kind and merciful, and He has allowed us to have pleasures in this life even before the hereafter. But there's a test with regards to that, and there are pleasures that are lawful, and there are pleasures that are unlawful. So we must suffice with that which is lawful and refrain from indulging in that which is unlawful. And those who know the true reality, the issues of it, tawheed and the rights of Allah, and that this life, it does not last in the hereafter, it never ends. And in the hereafter, there is the pleasure of Allah and His mercy, and likewise the anger of Allah and His punishment and torment. Then a person, he will suffice with the pleasures that are lawful, and he will strive against his soul to avoid and stay away from the pleasures that are forbidden. And this is the difference between these two parties. This is the difference between these two parties. That which they enjoy and take pleasure in from the affairs of the shahawat and these desires, and that which has been made fair-seeming and beautiful to the souls, and that which the heart's inclined to, they take and partake in that from that which is lawful as a means to be a help and aid upon the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, to establish the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, to abide by the limits of Allah Azza wa Jal. So he says now, قَدْ صَحِبُوهَا بِأَبْدَانِهِمْ وَفَرَقُوهَا بِقُلُوبِهِمْ. They had accompanied the shahawat, and he partaking in them with their bodies, but their hearts are separate from them. But their hearts are separate from them. Meaning physically they are dealing with these things, but their focus of mind is on something else. But their focus of mind is on something else. And they're physically living in this life with these people, and likewise with these desires, but their hearts are not attached to these desires. Their hearts are attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hoping for the reward and the help and the aid and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they're not seeking after these desires for the sake of these desires. Rather, whatever desire they have, that is in line with the main desire, the main aim and the main goal, and that is to reach the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy. He mentions here clarifying about them, وَعَلِمُوا أَنَّهَا كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ فِيهَا ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And they understand that these things are just as Allah, He says, the enjoyments of the worldly life. They are only enjoyments of the worldly life. Meaning that just like the worldly life, these enjoyments as well, they do not last. They do not last. And the enjoyments of this life are not the true enjoyments. Rather, the true life is in the hereafter, and the true enjoyment is in the true life, in the hereafter. So they will take their provision from that which they need from this life, from that which is lawful, to reach their goal and their aim, to remain steadfast in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they get married and they fulfill their sexual lust and desires, they will do that in that which is lawful, They would do that in that which is lawful in order as well to stay chaste. And they will suffice with that and not go beyond it. So therefore, it will be a means of drawing near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever they eat, whenever they drink, all of this will be with an intention. They take pleasure in the food that they eat and they enjoy, or they like to wear nice clothing and the likes like this, and to have a good home, or to have that which is lawful, or a good portion of this life from that which is permissible. They would do that seeking the lawful means. Seeking the lawful means and sufficing with that, and not being tried by the temptations and lusts that are forbidden and permissible. In this manner, this will carry them upon the straight path as steadfast as upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they would enjoy the pleasures of this life and the hereafter in this manner. And those who make their main goal the hereafter, many times Allah will open up for them this life before the hereafter. But very rarely, or almost never, and Allah knows best, will a person show preference to this life and obtain this life and the hereafter. Those who make their main goal this life, then many times they will lose in the hereafter. Waliyadu billah. So they understand that these things are, as Allah has mentioned in His book, Mata'ul Hayat al-Dunya. They are just mere enjoyments, the passing enjoyments of this worldly life. So he says, Rahimahullah, since they know this, what do they do with these affairs? فَجَعَلُوهَا مَعْبَرًا إِلَى الدَّارِ الْآخِرَةِ وَمَتْجَرًا يَرْجُونَ بِهَا الْفَوَائِدِ الْفَاخِرَةِ يَرْجُونَ بِهَا الْفَوَائِدِ الْفَاخِرَةِ So they take these affairs here as a means of reaching the hereafter. And their righteous deeds increase in this manner. And if they take these shahawat and these lusts that are fair seeming, they suffice with that which is lawful. فَجَعَلُوهَا مَعْبَرًا إِلَى الدَّارِ الْآخِرَةِ So they have taken them as a ma'bar. A ma'bar is a means and a passageway. They have taken them as a passageway to the hereafter. And a means of doing business. Doing business, seeking profit. This is in reference to doing good deeds for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, hoping for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the great profit and the great increase, the great come up is with the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these people, they're doing business with their Lord in this manner, doing righteous and good deeds, abiding by the knowledge and the light and the guidance and regulations that were revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَرَجُونَ بِهَا الْفَوَائِدِ الْفَاخِرَةِ hoping for the lofty and great benefits, meaning the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this worldly life and in the hereafter. So the pleasures of this life, they suffice with that which is lawful, and they have taken them as a means and a passageway to reach the pleasure of Allah. So the one who suffices with these pleasures, he can take pleasure in this life and in the hereafter. But the one who transgresses the limits and indulges in the pleasures that are unlawful, then many times in the hereafter, he will not find any pleasure. Rather he will find remorse and torment. So he says, Rahimahullah, فَهَؤُلَاءِ صَارَتْ لَهُمْ زَادًا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ So these people here, their desires, these shahawat have become now a means of provision taking them to their Lord. Meaning that their main goal and their main aim is to reach the pleasure of Allah. And therefore all of the other pleasures they partake in is in line with that main goal. They do not lust or desire or want to be anything in life or do anything in life that would take them away from their main goal. And anytime their souls lean towards these forbidden lusts and permissible desires, they will strive against their soul to avoid them and leave them upon insight and light, hoping for the help and the aid of Allah and the reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this manner, Allah will make their faith firm and strong and grant them light upon light and facilitate for them and make it easy for them to be steadfast. So it will be in reality a provision for them. And then they will suffice with that which is lawful, and they will carry them until they die in a good manner upon the straight path that leads to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to give us and our family and our loved ones and all of the believers a good life in this life, a good life in the grave, and a good life in the hereafter. But barakallahu fikum, one, he must no doubt make dua for the likes of these affairs. And then likewise, along with that dua, he must follow it up with application. We can't make supplication and dua and have empty hopes. empty hopes. Rather, we make dua and we hope for the mercy of Allah, and then we take a path. Take a path to Allah, seeking knowledge and learning and striving to implement that knowledge in our life and hoping for the reward and the mercy of Allah upon the path of knowledge. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.